If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
So what is so strange and bizarre about wearing shoes in the kitchen while I cook, Kendra?
It's both. It's the apron every night and shoes every night. So if you're by yourself, so if Kathy's working and you're in the house by yourself, you'll put on an apron to make your dinner, even if it's, say, it's just you eating, and you'll put shoes on to cook?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm boiling a pot of water, you know, for pasta, maybe I won't put an apron on. But if it's anything with butter or sauce or oil or, you know, saucepan, any of that stuff that comes out, anything more complicated than that, I will totally put an apron on. I'll get like...
Doesn't matter what you're wearing, even if it's like a t-shirt and sweatpants.
All right, because I don't want to get food on. It's really, I don't want to... Two things. I don't want to get food splashed up on what I'm wearing, whether it's a t-shirt or not. And I don't know, I kind of like to feel like I'm cooking when I'm cooking. So I put an apron on. It means like, all right, David's in the kitchen.
Next step is to fold in the cheese.
Right.
What does that mean? What does fold in the cheese mean?
He folds it in.
I can show you how to fold in cheese. I mean, my sense is, let me put this back on you for a second, Kendra. Hmm. And Sue, you've been strangely quiet because it's funny. When Kathy told me last year, she goes, hey, I saw the video of you with the apron. Everybody wears an apron when they cook, don't they? And I go, apparently not. And she goes, well, Sue doesn't cook in her kitchen anyway.
True.
That's what Kathy said.
I cook more than you think.
Yeah.
But I just don't, unless it's a holiday and I'm like in something sort of nice, I might wear an apron. But other than that, I guess I don't care.
Yeah. That's a little more formal for me. I like to be like, I'm doing things now and I'm cooking, I'm in the kitchen, and it makes me pay more attention, I think.
But you also don't take your shoes off when you watch TV.
No, I'm a little more buttoned up. You know, every once in a while.
You don't?
If it's 8
no,
o'clock,
he sits with
off.
His feet on the floor. He doesn't lay on his couch.
You don't?
No.
What is happening here? Is this getting like, I'm just too uptight, I don't take my shoes off?
You don't ever just...
It's a little... You don't lay like in an L on your couch?
For being in your own house.
Hold on
a minute. You don't lay on your couch.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. I'm getting activated here. It feels like it's 2-1-1. Wait a minute. I don't take... No, first of all, we're not a house that... When you get to the door, take your shoes off, please. We're just not. I wish we were. Sometimes we go through stages. We go, let's try it, and we just can't do it.
I don't make people take off their shoes.
I just do this, though. I will say, I do have a couple pairs of shoes that I only wear in the house so that I'm not tracking. They're just comfortable knock-around sneakers or whatever. So that I wear them in the house. So I have something on my feet. I don't like to be barefoot in the house.
But you don't wear socks? But what about socks? Socks aren't barefoot.
Kind of. Still, you can... Hit your toe on something or drop something, and
But you're cozier. Don't you feel so? You'll have your shoes on until you go to bed.
Yeah, very often.
Oh my gosh!
I will say some nights, if it's 8:30 and I'm going to sit and watch, like last night, I watched the Celtics for a little bit, and I'll take my shoes off. I'm sitting at the. This is the last thing I'm going to do. I've said this before. There's no chance that I'm going to be called into action to like have to run outside and do something.
You're like expecting,
then my shoes
but do you lay on your couch?
Do I lay on my couch? No.
What?
You can ask. Call Kathy right now. I don't. I sit on my couch.
You don't lay. The apron isn't weird. It's just something different than what Kendra and I do.
But you
tons of people
down,
wear apron,
like on your
but
pillow on
the
your
fact
couch?
That you don't lay on your couch.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
It's
odd. Oh my god! I'm kidding.
Ever?
Ever? Like. Okay, so no. You, the Celtics
I
are on. You don't
I,
your feet
remember
up?
When I tore my ankle up? I had my leg up and I was icing my ankle. I had that. I had my ankle on the couch, but I don't lay on the couch. I would never fall asleep on the couch. I would never like get me a blanket. I'm tired.
What? That's part of my
God, that's
DNA.
My whole life. I think I'm on the couch under a blanket more than I'm in my bed.
I am too, but even just watch, you don't have to be like laying flat, but just kind of like leaning on the armrest with.
Well,
your
you
feet
just have your feet
up.
Like. Like
curled
tucked
behind
under you, behind you, like a V.
No, my feet are on the floor in front of me because it's
like at a 90-degree angle.
No. Oh my god!
I don't
That's
know. Now
so
I feel
amazing.
Like I've come up short for you guys in some
this
way, shape,
amazing.
Or form.
No,
but aren't you uncomfortable?
I
don't
know.
You want to lounge?
Does your back hurt? Like, it's, yeah, it's
no,
like,
Not, no, if I'm watching TV, I want to watch TV. No, I'm just not. That's not me. I got stuff to do. I live, you know, what do they say? Seize the day.
I get out there
every minute of every day. Hold on, there's more to do. I can do it.
Oh my God.
Kathy will lay on the couch. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
Kathy will lay on the couch.
The blanket. Yeah. I love you.
Do you think Kathy wishes you guys, it sounds like you guys wish I would lay on the couch more. And knowing Kathy as you do you think she wishes I would lay on the couch more?
Yes. Like, yeah, you've never laid down and then she kind of like lays on you, like on the couch with the blanket and socks on and sweatpants?
She's in the socks and the sweatpants and all that stuff. And I'm in like what I would have worn.
Steel toe boots.
I guess I got to lighten up like I found a picture of me in an apron. I'm looking for a picture of me. I don't even want
to
bring
up. This is more interesting to me than the apron, by far.
Oh, my God. We've discovered something.
I don't want to go on about this. And Magic Listeners, I'm sure this is fascinating for you.
I have so many questions.
What would be your recommendation? Like, is this a shortcoming?
Take your shoes off, put on some sweatpants and an old T-shirt, and lay on the couch.
I would so be thinking about the other stuff that I should have done today or could still do today.
But how is that different than sitting on the couch?
I'm not going to sit on the couch if there's stuff to do. I got stuff to do. I got before bed.
But once you sit on the couch, if you say, "Okay, I've done what I need to do today," why can't you lay?
Because he's ready, like Superman, to spring into action.
The bat phone could ring. I can see that bat signal, the David signal in the sky.